Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Do the show, bitch.
And let's get started.
All right, here it comes.
It's Ben and Woods.
Try to say this nicely. When you look at Ben, Paul, and me, it doesn't scream athlete.
With Ben Higgins.
Bicka, bicka, bow, 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 bicka, bow, bow, bump, bump, what, ha, 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 ha. On your mark, ready, set, let's go.
And Stephen Woods.
I want to win. I want to win at all costs. I really do. Other than, you know, lying, cheating, and stealing, I don't want to do that. But whatever it takes to win, I'm willing to do.
Ben and Woods.
Blame it on the Henry.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Do the show, man.
All right, everybody. Good morning. Get your heads right on a Thursday. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. My name is Woodsy. That is Paul Reindel, P.T. Reindel, our executive producer. Good morning, Paulie.
Good morning.
Ben Higgins will be along shortly. I always like seeing Ben in the morning, always. He is a calming influence. He's a good human being. But I have the feeling that I'm going to murder him today. And the reason I say that is that today is Masters Day. And I know behind the curtain, Ben can get a little distracted sometimes. He's not a great multitasker. And his wife, Shelley, has confirmed with me. You know the Ben laugh, Paulie? You know the one, the fake, when Ben fake laughs. Here's what. That means, okay, I'll do it. Hit it again. That's code for I was not paying attention to what you just said. Right? So the Masters is on today, and he's going to be not here.
It's going to be bad.
He's going to be here, but he's not going to be here.
Like, I don't have it on TV.
Paulie,
I don't want to put it on TV.
I asked Paulie, I go, we have two TVs in here. I go, should we put the Masters on one of them? He goes, no. I go, well, why?
I got MLB Network and we got local news.
Okay.
And I feel like that's all we need today.
He's gonna
get the updates either way.
Well, no. The first, like, we had started on the air March 28th or whatever.
Yeah.
All right, 2018. The Masters is now. It's April
2 weeks
8th.
Later.
Yeah. I was like, we had just gotten to know each other, and we still didn't even know each other that well. We still don't know each other that well after 3 years. Ben is a bit of an enigma. That being said, that day on the air, and this is when, by the way, mind you, I hated golf. Hated it. I especially hated watching it. And this dude had that Masters on the whole time on his computer. So what do we do? Do we just let him go?
If we turn it on, we might as well just tell him, hey, Ben, stay at home.
Just stay.
You're going to be about as useful there as you are here, so.
And we're just going to get fake laugh after fake laugh. We're going to lose him. We're going to lose him. He's not going to be present.
Oh.
No, we won't get any of those. We will.
Ha ha.
We won't get any of those. That's what we'll hear all day. I should slip in subliminal messages all day to see if he gets it. See if he's paying attention.
I'm in.
Just boobs, wiener, dong, dong lover. Well, listen. I'm with him. I am. My wife goes, hey, do you mind if I do some office hours today? I go, no, I don't. I really don't. I'm going to, as soon as I get out of here, it's straight to Jersey Mike's. It's a giant turkey sub with some chips and a pink lemonade. And then I'm going to sit on my ass and hang out with my 5-month-old and watch the friggin' Masters all day long. I won't move. Now, I promise you, at some point, I will go into the backyard to chip. That I do promise you. If you go to the driving range today, please tweet us your pictures. Please. I'm begging you. You're not going to be able to find a slot at the driving range today or tomorrow or Saturday or Sunday.
I think it could go either way.
Oh, no. Trust
me. Everybody that's a golfer is going to be wanting to watch.
That you can only watch for about 4 hours until you're like, I got to go practice. Every single time there's a turn, because guess who does it? I do it.
Yeah.
Every time.
I'm the same. I mean, if I'm watching, you know, the NCAA tournament, like the championship.
You want to go shoot hoops?
God, I wish I was playing basketball tomorrow or something.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, you get that thing. And I went to the range yesterday, and it was all...
I see tennis highlights. I'm like, man, it's been a long time.
Let's go bang the ball. It's so long. Yeah. I went to the range yesterday, and, dude, I mean, it's the... This is how bad it is. You're at your slot on the driving range, right? And you're hitting and you're doing your thing. And I like to take a little time. It's not something you can do rapidly. It's not a batting cage where they're, hey, well, you got 40 pitches and here they come. You better be ready.
Right.
You can take your time. You can size it up. You can think about what you want to do, which is how you should be on the golf course. You know, you want to think about your shot. That's what I kind of like to do. You know what happened to me yesterday? I was hitting and there was a guy standing behind me just waiting. And I was like, bro, you get away from me. Like, you're just stop. Get away from me. Get away.
Don't
look at me. I'm trying to get some work in here. And he's just standing there waiting. Yeah. Just standing there. And I'm like, ugh. So what do? With the 25 balls left, I just chip, 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 and then I leave. I'm like, thanks, dick. You ruined my whole time. But yeah, I Ben is going to be he's going to be very distracted today, and again for good reason. I understand it. I understand it very much because I also love to watch golf now, like so much. I love to watch it so much. I've got the Masters app. I'm in a Masters pool. I picked 6 guys. The top 4. You can whoever does the best. I'm ecstatic to go watch it. But I realize we have a lot to get to on this show today. The Padres are going to be, I would imagine, a very big topic of conversation today. And again, after 7 games, I don't want to get on my soapbox. I don't want to get on my soapbox. I'm probably going to a little bit. I'm just going to tell you guys now. I saw some reactions yesterday that made me want to stab myself. And I just think that it's ridiculous after 7 games. I really do. I think some of the reaction that I saw yesterday is ridiculous. And I you can hate me, you can love me, doesn't matter. I'm going to tell you how I feel today. And there are things that need to be cleaned up. But I think I can maybe settle some folks down today. I'm going to try to do it without being the snarky, condescending a-hole that I really am. That's what I'm going to try to do, and we'll see if I can pull it off today.
Look, in this day and age, it's not a 162-game season. It's 162 one-game seasons.
That's the best way that it's ever been put. That's exactly right.
That's just how it feels, and it's what have you done for me lately.
It's every game is game 7, it felt like, yesterday.
Of course, any rational person would know, yes, it's 7 games into a 162-game season.
But fan is short for fanatic.
But, bro, I was at the game yesterday. I'm like... This feels like a 2017 Padres game.
It did. Yeah, I saw a couple of tweets.
Good pitching performance.
Just anemic offense.
And you're just like, oh my gosh, this is so boring. Somebody do something. Somebody.
You know, that's the one thing, Paulie, I will say that I think is pretty accurate about this team watching it so far. It has not grabbed me by the boys as quickly as I thought it would. I mean, the excitement for this team was like a boiling cauldron. Honestly, it was boiling over. And then you start to watch kind of the product on the field, and you're like, just waiting. You know that, Is it GIF? Is it GIF or GIF? I never know.
I call it GIF. I think some people say it's GIF, but
you know the GIF of the whatever it is with the stick poking the thing and says do something?
I swear to Jod, if you say GIF one more time.
So you know the GIF or GIF of the thing that's poking and says do something. Yeah, it's like a stick hello, poking, do something. That's how I feel watching this offense. But I'll tell you what right now, the Padres are not alone in that. It's going to take a little while. The offense, you know, it sometimes takes a while to get heated up. And, I mean, look, right now in Major League Baseball, the hottest hitting team, you might guess, the Los Angeles Dodgers. They're not. They're not the best hitting team right now. You know who that goes to? That goes to the Cincinnati Reds, a team that no one had picked to win their division. And you know what? If you're a Reds fan, you can't be too excited. You got to think they're going to fall back to earth at some point because the cream rises to the top in baseball 99% of the time. I wonder what it was like in Washington the year that they started 19-31. That is an atrocious record for a team that has Max Scherzer and Juan Soto and Steven Strasburg and all the Anthony Rendon at the time. 19-31, Paulie. Dave Martinez, they were ready to kill that guy in D.C. They won the World Series that year. And would you look at what they had? They had really good starting pitching. Guess what? The offense heated up. The offense came together. They won a World Series. The amount of people losing their minds yesterday over, you know, a winning record! They're winning. They're above 500. Is it what we all wanted? No, of course we wanted 7-0.
If you're only looking at seven games, yeah, 5-2 is a lot better than 4-3.
Absolutely, it is, Paulie. That being said, can you guess off the top of your head how many undefeated teams there are in Major League Baseball today after seven games in some cases?
I would have to assume zero.
Zero! Not one team is undefeated. The Dodgers have two losses. We have three. Settle the F down. Settle down. All right? If you can't settle yourself down, you're not going to make it until October. You're just not. It's not. These games are important, yes, because they're regular season games, but you're right, Paulie. They're not all game sevens. You're going to have clunkers. You're going to have errors. You're going to have crappy situational hitting. So, you know, that's it. I already sound condescending. I don't mean to be. I really don't. I love you guys. I do. You guys make up our audience. And many of you out there, I saw you freaking out. But I do think it's time to shut it, you know, take a deep breath and just realize it's going to be okay. The guys are in good spirits. They're coming together. The team loves each other. They're, you know, I was going to say they're fun, but that would be lying. So far, the offense has not been super fun yet. We've had a major injury that we're worrying about. So, yeah, I don't want to be the guy that comes in and apologizes for a 4-3 start. But you do feel like you should have at least, you know, yesterday was a game you should have won. And the game, you know, two games ago, you should have won that one too. It's okay. You're going to make those up. You're gonna win two games you probably shouldn't have. It's baseball. It all evens out. So let's relax. Shut it down. Ben will be in shortly. And I may try to slip in subliminal stuff today. Seriously. Just as now I've clued him in because I know he's listening. But, man, he loves the Masters. I do, too. He absolutely loves it, and I do, too. But, you know, we got a job to do in here today, and that's to bring you some really good Padres coverage. And there's a lot to talk about. So we will get to all of that and then some. In fact, we got a really early guest going to maybe help quench Ben's need to talk golf, and I'm right there with him, not putting it on him. Dennis Paulson will be joining us. He is always a phenomenal interview. You can hate golf and still like to listen to Dennis Paulson because he is phenomenal. He is live from Augusta, Paulie. That is phenomenal. Great job by you getting him. We got Jesse Rogers coming up at 8:35. Kind of a general baseball discussion, talking about essentially the first week of the season. Other than that, man, you know, look, it's. We're going to be okay. Got a playoff team here. We got a playoff roster. Let's see how it all shakes out. Other than that, Paul, you went to the game. How was the experience for you?
It was great. So tell me if this isn't a classic COVID or pandemic story. I went with my buddy Aaron, who used to work with my wife. And I had only met him maybe twice. I only remember once, like we, the SEALs trip to Vegas last year.
Yeah.
We all went out and
got I know there. Aaron, yep.
And that was the first time I'd met him. And then I think I might have dropped off lunch for her at the office or something one day and ran into him.
Hey, well, sweet kid.
Well, then a month later, we go into quarantine for a year and a half. And since then, we've been playing Xbox together. We've been texting.
Best you friends know,
we've
now.
Been, we've become like brothers, just virtually. I've seen him one time in the pandemic.
It's amazing.
Was it my birthday? Whenever we rented, no, Valentine's Day, my wife rented a Maserati for the day. We drove by so we could see it. That was it. So finally, like, we're vaccinated. We had an extra ticket. I said, bro, you want to go to the game? He goes, I am down. It was like the third time I've ever hung out with him, and yet it was like catching up, like it was, you know, a long lost buddy from high school or something.
So, yeah, there's the virtual world is.
I think a lot of people have friends like that now. We're like, I've never met this guy, but we follow each other on Twitter now, and we're boys.
The virtual world is wild. I mean, I feel like I've got closer friends on Twitter than guys I grew up with. Honestly, like I really do. I feel like there are people on Twitter that I would, you know, I definitely take a punch in the mouth for or throw a punch for. You know, honestly, because. It just, you feel like you spend every damn day with them, you know, and it is a weird, it's a weird thing. And then you finally kind of get to meet somebody in person and, you know, it's great, but I don't know. Sometimes the online friendship is just, it's enough.
Yeah.
You're good.
I think about like our boy Roman. Like,
yeah.
That guy lives in Jersey. Couldn't be further away.
Yeah. Never met him.
Never met him. When he comes to town, beer's on me.
Yeah. 100%. Whatever he needs.
It's crazy.
It is a weird. It's a weird thing. It really is. I'm a really good virtual friend. I'm not the greatest friend. You know, I got other things I'm worried about. You know, I have a buddy that is single. He's, you know, 35, and he wears me out to hang out. So number one, we're in a pandemic. Still, I'm still not super comfortable just going out to a bar. I'm just not. I'm just not comfortable yet. I'll get there. You know, I got kids. I got a wife. The whole thing and. He wears me out, man, on the weekends. Hey man, let's meet for a drink. I'm like, bro, I'm exhausted. I'm exhausted. I've got two kids. I got, you know, they're kicking my ass up and down the street. My wife is breaking my balls constantly. I can't go for a drink. As much as I would love to go for a drink, I say that, I really wouldn't. I like to be at home. I just kind of want to be left alone at this point. I don't want to go out. I don't want to go out. I'm not ready to go out. So the virtual friendships right now.
I'm not going to.
No.
So quit asking.
Hey, do you want to go for a drink?
I'm not going to. So quit asking.
Well, I mean, should we? I don't know. Can you go out Saturday night?
I'm not going to. So quit asking.
It's just I'm good right now. I'm happy, and like today, I want to go home. I want to sit on my ass and I want to watch golf all day. So Ben will be in shortly. Are we going to do open phones?
I don't know. We're gonna be short on time.
We are. All right. Let's
get Ben in. I got a couple voicemails.
Oh, let's play some voicemails then. That's fun. We'll get Ben in here. Open phones canceled today. So suck it. Sorry.